This is the Avaya Podcast Network, APN. Technology, news, and information. All in one place. Welcome to Avaya Tech Talk. Innovative solutions from the Avaya ecosystem of government solutions partners. Empowering you with world-class communication tools, increasing government's ability to serve citizens. Now, here's your host, Guy Clinch.
Good day all, Guy Clinch here, advocate for the government customer and Avaya's product development organization. Welcome to this week's episode of Avaya Tech Talk. Tech Talk is designed to highlight the robust and growing community of Avaya technology partners and the unique solutions that they participate with Avaya to provide to government customers across the globe. Today we are pleased to be joined by Patrick Boats, Vice President of Workforce Optimization at VPI. VPI has been one of Avaya's longest-standing DevConnect partners, a member of the Developer Connection Program since 2002. VPI is also an active participant in the National Emergency Number Association NG911 Planning Committee and testing at the NENA's industry collaboration events. We'll be discussing the impact that Next Generation 911 is having on communications recording, what to look for in a new recording system, and learn more about VPI's solutions for government and public safety agencies. Welcome, Patrick.
Thanks for your invitation and introduction, Guy. As always, it's a pleasure to be here.
Public safety emergency communication centers are known for the use of many different proprietary technologies, specifically developed for the use in emergency response processes. How is this changing due to next generation 911 standards, and how is it impacting the communications recording function?
That's a great question, Guy. Next gen 911 is one of the most significant changes we've seen in the public safety industry in many years. The functional spec for the NENA I3 solution, they call it 08-003, calls for standardization of all multimedia communications technologies and processes. PSAPs, or public safety answering points, must be updated to be able to receive and log all forms of communications we use today, whether it's voice, text, or any other type of media. And they must be able to accept new forms of evidence from the field, including mobile photos, videos, and SMS messages, that'll all be delivered via the SIP protocol that's standard over Emergency Services IP Network, or ESINet for short. To accommodate these specs, technology vendors, including recording providers like us, are required to standardize their architectures, interfaces, and communications protocols so that PSAPs can easily share and exchange information with other agencies whenever needed.
That's very interesting, Patrick. Where do VPI's recording systems fit within the next generation 911 communications infrastructure?
Recording systems actually play a very important role in next gen 911. Regardless of the call media type being transferred, whether it's a phone call, text, video, or IM, the media is converted to SIP signaling within the originating network. Then it travels through the ESI net and is routed to the appropriate I3 PSAP. There, the emergency call routing function queries what's called an emergency services routing proxy, like Avaya's Aura ESRP, to determine which PSAP to route the call to. Once the call media has arrived to the most appropriate PSAP, our call recorder then captures SIP invite packets from the ESRP and begins recording media and logging events. When a call is completed, a SIP by event terminates the recording of the call, and in that time, any associated call data attributes such as location information, they're then recorded and logged into our database. And then authorized users are able to access recordings via centralized web-based interface.
What are the mandatory elements of an NG911 recording system?
That's an excellent question, Guy. It's one that we get asked quite a lot these days. Our recording technologies have been developed on the principles of open service-oriented architecture from the ground up since 1994, encompassing non-proprietary hardware and software elements, as well as application services and processes between them. This is the first mandatory requirement per NENA's I3 specification. The system must be capable of recording analog, TDM, voice over IP, radio, wireless calls, and SIP-based media including SMS text, email and instant messages, streaming video, and images into standard file formats, and all within the same system. The recorder must be also capable of collecting data attributes from the ESINet, such as caller number, date stamp and location information bundled within the SIP signaling. CAD data such as incident ID, type and severity, and case processing data such as chief complaint, scene, and victim information and caller safety. If the call is transferred to another PSAP location, the recording system must continue to record and track the call. And for security purposes, the recorder must authenticate all voice and data communications.
Do you have any final thoughts that you'd like to leave with our global community of Avaya customers and partners?
Yeah, thanks. Nina's planning on releasing their final version of the 08-003 I3 spec later this year. With this in mind, our VPI capture recording solution has been designed to enable you to take full advantage of the I3 network vision. To learn more, you can visit us online at www.vpi-corp.com/PSAP, or feel free to reach out to me directly anytime at 800-200-5430. On behalf of all of us at VPI, thanks so much for your time today.
We've been speaking today with Patrick Boats, Vice President of Workforce Optimization with VPI. Thanks for joining us here today on Avaya Tech Talk. You can subscribe to our episodes on iTunes and follow us on Twitter, #APNPodcast. Talking Tech, this has been your host, Guy Clinch, the advocate for the government customer at Avaya.
You've been listening to Avaya Tech Talk with Guy Clinch. For more information on the products featured here, visit the Avaya DevConnect Marketplace at www.devconnectmarketplace.com.